Good evening and welcome to Monday Night with the Arts. 60 minutes devoted to the cultural life in Kitchener, Waterloo and surrounding area. My name's Mary Lou Shagana and I'll be hanging out with you until 8:30 p.m. Coming up this hour, I have the pleasure of speaking with local motivational speaker and author Linda Ockwell Jenner about her brand new book titled A Life Like Mine, which will be launched next week. Tonight, I have the pleasure of speaking with motivational speaker and author Linda Ockwell Jenner. Together, we're going to explore her debut book titled A Life Like Mine. Linda, good evening and welcome to Monday Night with the Arts.
Hi, Mary Lou. Thanks for asking me along.
Well, to begin, congratulations on penning your debut book, A Life Like Mine.
Well, I'm very excited. It's been something I've dreamed that I would do one day, and I found the time to do it, so here it is.
Well, for me, the book has the irresistible allure of a campfire due to its down-to-earth expression and warmth. Your book chronicles your journey through life's challenges and the strategies you've developed to overcome them. Linda, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, after moving to Canada 12 years ago from the UK, I've experienced many, many challenges in my life. And many people have asked me over time, how do you keep popping back up and being bright and happy with all these challenges in your life? So first of all, I became a motivational speaker. I founded Motivational Steps to spread my important message. And then in October, after having a hysterectomy, I had a lot of spare time on my hands. So I thought, why not put pen to paper, write down about my experiences and let people know that you can get over your challenges, you can move on with your challenges. You just have to maybe listen to somebody like me and believe that you can do it.
Now, writing a story about yourself and disclosing details about your personal trials and tribulations, was that a daunting task at first?
No, I am a very open person. What you see is what you get. I like everybody to know every single detail about me, mainly because this gives trust. People then trust me. And in my business as a motivational speaker, people are not going to listen to me if they don't trust me, I believe. So to me, opening my heart and opening my story to the world is one of the best things I could have done, and it helps me as well.
Speaking of your story, how long has the story been inside of you wanting to break loose?
I would say for sure for the past 3 years, but ever since I was a small child, I always felt like one day I would write a novel, a story, a book. I just had this feeling inside me.
Linda, did you have a readership in mind when you were putting this book together?
Yes, I did. I really believe that there's people out there like myself who live the challenges that I've lived, but they don't always know where to go for the help. So this could be any man on the street, any woman on the street, in the corporate sector, teenagers. Really, it covers every walk of life because I am a regular person. I am the kind of person you see on the street. So anybody out there can find something interesting in my story.
And do you mind sharing with us some of the trials and tribulations you've gone through? And in particular, I'm thinking back to Hope Spring Cancer Support Center, and that's where we first met many years ago. I was doing some volunteer work there, and I think you were too.
Exactly, yeah. Hope Spring Cancer Support Center, if people are not familiar with it, is in Waterloo. It's Allen Street, and basically it's a support center for people living with cancer, people, caregivers, people who've experienced cancer. And it's a wonderful place where people can go and get lots and lots of different kinds of help. I am a two-time breast cancer survivor. I first discovered I had breast cancer in 1997 and then again in the year 2000. So because of the help that I received from Hope Spring in the past, I became an ambassador, which basically means, as I love to talk, as you can probably tell, I go out into the community whenever I have the possibility, chance, to talk about Hope Spring and the wonderful services they offer. And I've written about Hope Spring in my book because you would think that everybody knows what a wonderful facility it is, but unfortunately, they don't. So anybody who reads my book can now find out about Hope Spring as well as my challenges.
And how about telling us about a few more of the challenges that we'll find in your book? I remember one chapter in particular, I think it's called The Neighbors from Hell. I think something that a chapter that I think we could all relate to.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Moving to a new country from somewhere like England, the UK, I really never believed that I would ever be faced with racism or hatred. Unfortunately, a couple of years after moving into our new home, I'd guess around about 94, 95, we were faced with neighbours who unfortunately were not the nicest of people. We had and still do have a busy life, having four children, and our children like to do all the hobbies that regular children like to do. So our neighbours would invite us to take a drink with them and party with them. And unfortunately, we couldn't do this on lots of occasions. So they deemed us snobbish and standoffish. And before long, there was quite a vendetta going on. It's a very long story, but basically my ex-husband was attacked, physically attacked. He was arrested, my neighbour was arrested, and basically this went on for quite a few years. One of my neighbours threw stones at us. One of my sons had to deliver papers and would be verbally abused by... It was a horrible, horrible situation, but my message here in my book is sometimes it's a good thing to walk away from those kind of situations. Sometimes it's not a good thing. If we'd have tried to sell our home and move away to a new place, my children would have been uprooted again and had to move schools. They'd already settled down in the school locally after coming from England, and also we lived in a really nice home, and if we sold that home in a rush, would we find another home we liked? So we all decided as a family unit, myself, my husband and four children, to stick with it, ignore the taunts, ignore the nastiness that was going on. And it was hard to turn the other cheek, but we did it, and those neighbours have now moved away and we're still there and we're happy. So I guess my message is choose what's important to you. Don't let anybody scare you away. Stick up for your rights, but if possible, try not to run away from situations like that. Stay strong.
Linda, what is the one thing that you truly want people to get out of this book?
I really would love people to read my book and go away thinking that I've helped them, knowing not just they have the challenge of breast cancer. I've had breast cancer twice. It wasn't until I experienced breast cancer I realised how many women out there are unfortunately being diagnosed with the disease. Divorce. There are lots and lots of people out there, unfortunately, who try very hard but go through divorce. So all of my challenges, there is a challenge there, I really believe, for everybody who reads my book. And maybe they can learn from some of my mistakes, but my mistakes have learned me valuable lessons. My choices have sometimes not been good choices, but I have learned from those choices. So what I would like people to realise is really, there's no bad choices. Don't be scared of change and don't be scared of moving on. And I think, Mary Lou, I mentioned the butterfly in the book. You may have read that. I believe we can reinvent ourselves like the butterfly and make a new person if we really want to and change our life.
If you've just tuned in, my guest is local motivational speaker and author Linda Ockwell Jenner. And we're talking about her debut book, A Life Like Mine. Linda, since this is a book about overcoming life's challenges, and we've just mentioned some of them, what's the best advice you were ever given and by whom?
The best advice I was ever given was by a very dear friend of mine called Rob, who was actually an English guy who came to live in Montreal a long time before I did, and we stayed close friends. A couple of years after moving to Canada myself, I realised I needed a part-time job because I was very bored with my life. I explored the possibilities of working in a local store, and I was actually offered the job to work in this store, and I was very scared of taking that opportunity because I'd never worked on a cash till before, and I was really scared of dealing with money. So the advice my friend gave me when I told him I can't take the job because I can't do the job, and this Rob said to me, how do you know you can't do the job if you haven't tried? And I sat and thought about it, and I says, well, I know I'll fail. And Rob said, how do you know you'll fail if you don't try? It's better to try something and know that you tried and you did fail rather than never know if you would have been able to do it. So the advice to him was, just do it, just try. And I did take the job, and I stayed there for quite a few years, and I was excellent at what I did. I love working on the cash. And so my advice to anybody else is, don't say you can't do it until you try.
Now, in your opinion, how does A Life Like Mine differ from the other self-help books that are on the shelf?
I believe that because I've encountered all these challenges myself and I've actually come out the other end, I'm not just talking about what it might be like to experience a new relationship or starting a small business as I did 5 years ago. So because I've actually experienced every challenge I talk about, I've walked the talk, and when I talk about my challenges, other people can actually believe me. I'm a bit more believable rather than saying, well, I read this in a book somewhere, a psychology book, and I think this is the best advice, or my tutor at university taught me this. I tell people in my book and in my motivational talks exactly the challenges I had, how I dealt with them, and I offer them some strategies that maybe can help them get through their challenges. So other self-help books are fantastic. I read them myself. We all have something different to offer, and I would say to the people listening tonight, take what you will from all these books. You won't need all of this help, but take what maybe relates to you.
Linda, your book, A Life Like Mine, is published by Motivational Steps, which is your company. Briefly tell us about your company and then the products and the services that you have to offer.
I founded Motivational Steps 5 years ago, the year 2000. I had been diagnosed with breast cancer for the second time, and my wonderful now husband, I got married a year ago, had come over from England to live with me and my children. And it was only a couple of months after my husband arrived here with me that it was discovered I had breast cancer. This was quite a shock to me because I was counting down the days to being cancer-free 3 years from the first time. It was a shock, but I wasn't totally scared and as worried about it the first time, because I knew if I could survive it once, I could survive it the second time. So Dave, my wonderful husband, said to me, why don't you maybe explore the possibilities of going back to school and looking for a new career? And this is exactly what I did. I attended University Heights. It's a wonderful place for adult students. And it was there I found my true vocation as a motivational speaker, purely because I heard another motivational speaker, Alvin Law, and I decided there and then, that's what I am going to do. I have an important message about health and wellness and prevention. So I started speaking locally in the local schools. And I didn't get paid for this, and I didn't care because I love to talk and spread my message. And then almost a few days before I graduated school, I got offered my first paid talk by Waterloo Collegiate. And from then on, after joining various organisations, the Canadian Association of Professional Speakers, I've become more established in my motivational speaking, and I offer keynote presentations and workshops. I love what I do, even if only one person in the audience takes something away with them, I know I've done what I was meant to do.
Linda, when and where is your book, A Life Like Mine, being released?
My book, A Life Like Mine, will be released on Monday, July the 11th. I am hosting a book launch at the Waterloo Hotel. Basically, the reason I called it A Life Like Mine is because I really believe anybody who reads my book may well realise at the end of it that a life like mine could well be a life like yours.
And for our out-of-town listeners, we should just mention that the Waterloo Inn, where the book launch is being held, is located on King Street East in Waterloo. What's the cost of the book?
The cost of the book is $23.95.
And Linda, what's the best way to connect with you? For listeners who want to connect with you, how can they go about doing that?
I have a website, www.motivationalsteps.com. I have my telephone information, 519-893-1598. I guess that's the best way to contact me, through the website, email, linda@motivationalsteps.com.
All right, so that's linda@motivationalsteps.com. On a party note, what does the future hold for Linda Ockwell Jenner?
The future holds lots of travel around the world. I'm working in the UK next year. I am actually going to visit a friend for her wedding, and I took the opportunity, as I always do, to decide I would work over there and make it a working holiday. The future holds for me a lovely future where I'm cancer-free, the best I can ever be, know that I'm cancer-free, a healthy life, a happy life, and I'm just going to continue doing what I do, and I'll probably write some more books in the next few years, and I just want to continue being happy and healthy.
Well, we look forward to those books and your ongoing enthusiasm. Linda, thank you so much for being our guest this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Good night.
Good night.
I've been speaking with local motivational speaker and author Linda Ockwell Jenner. Her debut book, A Life Like Mine, is being released on Monday, July the 11th. That's a week from tonight at the Waterloo Inn, located on King Street North in Waterloo. The book launch starts at 7 p.m. For more information or to reserve a spot at the book launch, you're welcome to contact Linda at linda@motivationalsteps.com. That's linda@motivationalsteps.com.